wouldn't they give you a time on the floor, sir? Congressman, both sides of the chamber didn't speak to let you do this recorded vote.
Well, they didn't even give me a minute to speak in a four-hour debate. There's a big cover-up in there.
You believe it's a cover-up, sir?
Well, they're trying to cover up their votes. They had enough people there to pass the bill, but they still refused to have a recorded vote. And they told me they were trying to protect members.
Don't you believe that that's the case, sir? It's 435 members in a room that can't hold that many.
No. They're trying to protect the members who are there from political ramifications.
Sir, both sides of the chamber, your side as well as the Democrats, as well as the White House, have said that they didn't want you to do this. Why press forward into the bill that everybody agrees should be passed?
Like I said in there, I came here this week to make sure our republic doesn't die in an empty chamber by unanimous consent. These people need to do their jobs. If they're telling people to drive a truck, if they're telling people to bag groceries and grow their food, then by golly, they can be in there and they can vote. And that's what we did this week. They came, and you can see it didn't delay the vote any. They sat on their cans yesterday here. They didn't do a thing yesterday. They were trying to say this would delay it to have a recorded vote. The truth, if you're willing to report it, is they don't want a recorded vote. They don't want to be on record of making the biggest mistake in history.
What's your response to Donald Trump calling you a third-rate grandstander?
I'm at least second rate.
Congressman Massey, nicely done. Who was it that told you that they were protecting their members?
No respect.
Who told you they were protecting their members, sir?
Who was it that I was right above you guys?
Pelosi and McCarthy, when I was right there with them.